Welcome, friends. My name is Sophie, and I am a yoga health guide on her journey for truth, hydration, and wholeness. I am grateful our paths have crossed. Enjoy the episode. Hello. It's Yogi Sophie. And it's been a minute. And this has sort of been on purpose. Just been how it's been played out. Also, I do miss podcasting and I'm happy to be back. I say it's been on purpose because I've been wanting to be really mindful about what it is I'm bringing back into this life, this lifestyle, and my work after the retreat that I was on last week. I've been wanting to be really mindful about what I am, who I am going forward, what I'm saying. And honestly, I definitely feel more confident than I ever have in the work that I do. Last week was such a beautiful, affirming experience. It was extremely magical. So for those that don't know, I was on a retreat called Root and Flame. And I kind of dumbed it down to say it quickly. It was an herbalism retreat, but it was so much more than that. And I knew that going into it. And it was held by Crystal Woodling, who's someone I have worked with her stuff, her work, for a few years now. And I've always liked the magic that she brought. I enjoyed how she encourages to speak with the deities around us, the deities of each plant, and not simply using a plant for its constituents. And yeah, that led to some really, really incredible breakthroughs last weekend, whatever it was. So I was in Pennsylvania for about 5 days, and this trip was something I signed up for when I was going through a really stir crazy time. I was trying to work, but I was so conflicted with what my work needed to be, what I needed to say, and with the identities I have had around my work. And I found a really hard time motivating myself, and because I hadn't made a decision on anything. And so I saw that this retreat popped up, read the description, and immediately was like, I have to go. And I went with no expectations, which is the best way to do things, ultimately. And, oh, Smidge, come here. You stuck? There you go. And with that, first night, you know, I had the nervous jitters. I wasn't sure what I had signed up for. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be there. I was like, oh my gosh, did I go through all of this? Leave my husband and my critters and my work. And, you know, just the mind coming in and being ridiculous, as it likes to do. And then day two was a complete 180. Day two was like how I've known all these people forever. It's like, it's amazing how close you can become, how understanding you can be of other people when we begin relationships a little differently. When we all come to this meeting place of no expectations, no judgment about people. And we're just there to learn. We're there to experience. And we all believe in magic. And so that was a really incredible experience. It was meeting all of these new people. That was honestly one of the best parts for me. Because community for me is huge. Feeling connected to those around me is huge. I definitely get fueled by being around people. And the weekend was filled with so much magic. Of course, we got to know the spirits of so many plants, like, and the confidence gained when it comes to identifying and walking along and trusting that you'll be okay if you nibble on this or eat that. I made many allies, like wood sorrel. It looks like the clover, like if you're looking for a four-leaf clover. Oh my gosh, next time you see those, take a bite. Make an offering, ask if it's okay, and then take a bite, because that was such a wonderful, joyful experience. And we had other many beautiful plants that we met, like wild bergamot and violets and jewelweed. And one of the darker ones, it was really an interesting experience, was ghost pipe. And that was a really cool, really interesting ally to meet. And there was poetry and teachings of Native American culture and sweat lodge. That sweat lodge, I thought that was going to be my jam. And I guess in a way it was, but it was intense. There's four rounds, and by round two, I didn't know if I could make it, but I just kind of kept coming back to my mantra was, I can do uncomfortable things. I can push through uncomfortable situations, which is something I needed to reaffirm for myself as I move, go forward, because anything beautiful, successful, like especially in the realm of my work, my business, it takes some hard work. It takes openness and a willingness to dive into uncomfortable situations and showing up when you don't feel like showing up. To crack open to the most beautiful aspects of life. And I definitely feel as if I've embodied that now. What else did we experience? There was poetry, which was wonderful and really reignited the poet within. I did some poetry as when I was younger, and I love reading poetry and being able to find a place where you're relaxed and clear enough to just let words come forth and write was really cool. Maybe I'll share something one time. Maybe not. And the cicadas. I was really extremely excited to see all the cicadas, the 17-year babies. I have never seen so many cicadas in one place in my life. And the poor things were kind of on their way out, so they would just clumsily crash into you, and you'd have to help them up. Hey, Smidge. Have to help them up, let them crawl around on your shirt for a while, and then put them on a plant. No. So that was a really awesome experience. I really, really, really was grateful for that. Get some cicada medicine. And obviously the most uncomfortable parts about these retreats is coming home, is that transition back into the real world. And I'm really grateful to have had a little time, to have had some time in the real world with some folks who were at the retreat, so we were all able to help each other integrate a little bit before we were on our own. And of course the lessons begin back in the real world after you step off the plane. I definitely met some uncomfortable news, and as well as huge surges of inspiration and motivation. And so without jumping on any train too quickly, I am busting out ideas like crazy and dreaming up things, and I'm just really excited for everything that's to come. Everything's always aligned, but everything's aligning. And I'm really excited for what's coming. So, with that being said, a couple announcements. tomorrow I'm starting the first round of Body Thrive, where it's a 10-week course where we go through a chapter a week, or a habit a week, of yoga and Ayurveda. And this is based on the book by Kate Stillman, who's brilliant. The registration is closed for this, but I will be doing it again. It is going to be $25 to sign up, and that gets you my guidance and exclusivity in a Discord group so we can chat with each other about our experience, and one meeting a week all together talking about how we're going to integrate new habits and keep these new habits and then go deeper with habits we have already. So that will be coming up later on, more like September. Turn of the season is every time I intend to do it. So what else is going on? Classes are live online, yogisophie.com/booking. And you're going to find a Friday night feminine flow where we find a skeleton of a posture and then express ourselves and whatever comes forth within that posture. And then on Sunday nights, we're doing, I can't remember if I said it as a slow flow or a yin. I believe we did it as a yin, but either way, it's super juicy, deeper, and relaxing. And that's on Sunday evenings. And every Sunday morning, I'm still doing free meditations on Instagram Live. I lost the one from today, but so it goes. What else is coming? What else should we be aware of other than Smidge needing to be nice to everybody around? If you're looking to work with me as a health coach, health guide, I should say, or get some private yoga classes in or group classes, please reach out. It is yogisophie.com, and you can also contact me with my phone number, 719-659-1385. Helping the world is really where my heart's always been at, and it really lights me up, the feeling I get that when I'm doing so, just definitely affirms that I'm in the right zone. So if you know anybody that needs this, let me know. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your holiday wherever you're at. It's beginning to rain, so I guess we're heading up, Smidge. Thank you, and namaste.